Get on with the show. It's nice to be here, Brooklyn. Here's my question. You would think the cops would occasionally shoot a white kid just to make it look good. You would think that every couple of months they'd look at their dead nigga calendar and go, oh my God, we're up to 16. We gotta shoot a white kid quick. Oh, which one? Ah, the first one you see singing Cardi B. That's right. I mean, honestly, I wanna live in a world with real equality. I wanna live in a world where an equal amount of white kids are shot every month. An equal world. I wanna see white mothers on TV crying, standing next to Al Sharpton, talking about, we need justice for Chad. We need justice for Chad. He was just coming home from racquetball practice. I know some people are like, come on, Chris, man, you go too hard on the cops, man. You're a celebrity. I'm sure they let you go. I'm sure they nice to you, man. You're a celebrity. Yeah, I'm famous, you know. But I'm not like Michael Jackson famous. I'm not famous from miles away. Like, my fame kicks in right about here. You know, when the cops see me walking down the street, they're like, nigga, 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 nigga. Hey, that's Chris Rock. Man, you are funny, man. I love Pootie Tang, man. It's weird, man. It's weird, you know, this whole thing with the cops, man. Because, you know, as a black man, you have a, you know, especially a grown black man, I have a weird relationship with the cops, man. Like, on one hand, I'm a black man, so I'm like, fuck the police. And on the other hand, I own property. You know, if somebody comes and breaks my house, I'm not calling the Crips. Yo, Crips, can you send little JJ down? Oh, he's here already. My bad. I mean, here's the thing with the cops, though. I mean, being a cop's a hard job, man. It's a hard fucking job, man. I mean, honestly, I don't think they pay cops enough. I don't think they pay police enough. And you get what you pay for. But here's the thing, man. Whenever the cops gun down an innocent black man, they always say the same things, man. It's like, well, it's not most cops. It's just a few bad apples. Bad Apple, that's a lovely name for murderer. It's like, how'd they get that one? Bad Apple, that almost sounds nice. I mean, I've had a bad apple. It was tart, but it didn't choke me out. Here's the thing. I know it's hard being a cop. I know it's hard. I know that shit's dangerous. I know it is, okay? But some jobs can't have bad apples, okay? Some jobs, everybody gotta be good. Like pilots. You know? American Airlines can't be like, you know, most of our pilots like to land. We just got a few bad apples that like to crash in the mountains. Please bear with us. America's insane, man. Cops shooting motherfuckers, man. You know, we got cop problems. Got the gun problems. This gun shit ain't going nowhere, okay? It's like gun control. There ain't never gonna be no gun control, okay? You talk about it too long and you will get shot. They will shoot your ass, okay? That's right. They never, ever changing the gun laws because Americans need the right to hunt. They need to hunt. It's like, really? Hunting's that fucking important? I mean, I've been hunting. I used to hunt with my grandfather as a kid in South Carolina. Went hunt with my grandfather. I shot a rabbit. I cried. He called me a faggot. And he's a preacher. They will shoot 100 people in Vegas, okay? And somebody will come on TV, you know, and they'll just talk like, hey, you know, guns don't kill people. People kill people. As a matter of fact, if the gunman would have had a knife, he could have stabbed 100 people to death. Could have stabbed 100 people? Yo, check this out. If 100 people ever got stabbed at the same time, in the same place, by the same person, you know what that would mean? 97 people deserve to die. What, you just watching this shit? Oh shit, somebody got stabbed. Ooh, they stabbed somebody else. Ooh, he stabbed somebody else. Ooh, he getting closer. Ooh, he stabbed me. I didn't see that coming. Oh, he stabbed a lady behind me. He's a stabbing fool. Guess that's why they call him Stabby. Yo, it is so good to be here right now. I'm glad to be back. Here's the weird thing. I've been so busy, man. I've been busy. People are like, where you been? I've been busy, man. Just trying to raise some kids. That shit's a job. Now, my oldest daughter just started high school. Lola just started high school. And I, kept her off the pole. And, Kept her off the pole. She danced a little too hard to Migos, but we're working on it, you know? She just started high school and I had to take her to a freshman orientation. You ever go to freshman orientation? It's the most boring thing you will ever do with your kids, you know, because you sit in an auditorium quite like this with, you know, a couple thousand kids and people come up and you and speak and just lie to children. That's all that happens all day is people come up and lie to children about the future. And I'm sitting there and this lady comes up and goes, I want you children to know you can be anything you want to be. You can be absolutely anything you want to be. I'm like, lady, why are you lying to these children? Maybe 4 of them could be anything they want to be. But the other 2,000 better learn how to weld. Shit, I'm looking at these kids right now. I count
at least 60 Uber drivers. They could be anything they want to be. Shut the fuck up. Really, they could be anything they want to be? Then how come you're a vice principal? Was that the dream? Did you dress up like a vice principal when you was a kid? Put your little vice principal hat on? Tell the kids the truth. Tell the kids the fucking truth. Say, hey, kids, check this out. Check this out. You could be anything you're good at as long as they're hiring. And even then, it helps to know somebody. So I'm sitting there, I'm in school and I'm watching this shit, and it dawned on me that this orientation wasn't right. You know, I'm sitting, because I got black kids, man. You know, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, I don't think this is right. I think they need separate orientations. I think they need a black orientation, white, gay, straight, Mexican, whatever. Because the black kids, you're getting ready to face a whole nother world. I got black kids. I got to get them ready for the white man. I got to get them ready for America, man. You know, it's like, you know, I mean, not the white man that's here tonight. You guys are all right. Y'all cool. Every one of you, I want you to know every dime you spent tonight is going towards putting little black girls through private school. Anybody ask you what you did tonight, you go, I made a difference. But so I'm at school and I'm like, yo, I think we need separate orientations. Because you got to get your kids ready for the white man. If you're not, then you'll fuck it up as a parent, okay? I've been getting my kids ready for the white man since they was born, okay? But even before they was born, I've been preparing them for the white man. Yeah. That's right. In my house, we don't have fire drills. We have whiter drills. So ever since my kids were born, I've been getting them ready for the white man. So everything in my house that's the color white is either hot, heavy, or sharp. So my kids know when they deal with anything white, they gotta think about that shit. They gotta contemplate this shit. Ooh, this napkin, okay. Should I wipe my mouth with it? Or is that what Whitey wants me to do? Ever since they was born, everything in my house, hot, heavy, or sharp. They sit on a white toilet seat, burn their ass. Daddy, my ass is burning. It's white, motherfucker, it's white. That's what Whitey do. He burn your fucking ass. Pay attention. Shit, when they was little girls, their white onesie weighed 150 pounds. Daddy, it's so heavy. It's hurts, I can't even stand. It's white, motherfucker, it's white. That's what Whitey do. He break your back. At their birthday party, I gave them vanilla ice cream with glass in it. Daddy, my tongue's bleeding. Should have got chocolate. Yeah, I go hard. I got girls. And I go hard. So if you got a black son, shit, you gotta just punch him in the face. So as soon as he wakes up in the morning, it's like, morning, nigga, pow. So if you don't punch your black son in the face, that's child abuse. It's rough out there for a black boy.
Well,
it's rough. That's right. That's right. Some people say young black men are an endangered species. But that's not true, because endangered species are protected by the government. You got to punch your black son in the fucking face. You understand me? Hard. Yeah, I said it. On Netflix, I said that shit. Do you understand? It's important that your black son follow your instructions. It's the difference between life and death, okay? Okay? Yeah, yeah, because we got a crazy justice system out here, man. So we got justice system for rich, for poor, for black, for white. We live in a country where two people can do the exact same crime in the exact same place at the exact same time and get a different sentence. Only in America. Yo, we gotta change this justice system. Yo, the American justice system should be like Walmart. Should be just like Walmart. Say, like, hey, if you can find a lighter sentence, we'll match it. So I'm at the school, and the lady comes back out. She goes, I want you to know that the school has absolutely no bullies. We have a no-bully policy. We don't permit bullying. Any bullies will be kicked out of school immediately. And right then, I wanted to take my daughter out the school. I was like, what kind of half-ass education is this? I mean, school is supposed to prepare you for life. Life has assholes. And you should learn how to deal with them as soon as possible. Yeah, God forbid you wait till you're 30 to find out people ain't shit. That's a lesson you need quick. That's right. Well, I mean, one of the problems with the world is we got too many people telling their kids how special they are. These souped up kids walking the streets today thinking they're fucking special. I'm walking down the street and there's always some kid, hey, good work, Chris. Really funny, Chris. Love your work. I'm like, it's Mr. Rock, bitch. Stop telling your kids that they special. Maybe they special to you, but not to me. I don't play that shit. Every day before my kids leave for school, I get them at the door. I'm like, Lolazar, check this out. Soon as you leave this door, nobody gives a fuck about you. Nobody in the whole world gives a fuck about you. Nobody thinks you're cute. Nobody thinks you're smart. Nobody gives a fuck about your opinion. Nobody on the whole earth outside of this door gives a fuck about you. Nobody. And even some of the people inside the house a little on the fence. We need bullies. How the fuck you gonna have a school with no bullies? Bullies do half the work. That's right. Teachers do one half. Bullies do the whole other half. And that's the half you're gonna use as a fucking grown-up. That's right, who gives a fuck if you can code? If you start crying because your boss didn't say hi. The fucking weak bitch, get the fuck away from me. You think kids were nice to Bill Gates in high school? Hey, Gates, you Charlie Brown-looking motherfucker. Fuck you, Gates, you four-eyed bitch. Fuck you and your windows, you gate-tooth motherfucker. I'm gonna smack the shit out of you, fucking gate, motherfucker. You can't get in the gate. You think kids were nice to Mark Zuckerberg in high school? Hey, Zuckerfuck. Zuckerfucker, mother, Zucker, mother, Zuck, Zucker, mother, Zuck, suck my nuts or Zucker, mother, Zucker, mother, Zuck, Zucker, mother, Zucker, mother, mother, Zucker. So he invented Facebook after somebody smacked him in the face with a book. He invented Facebook just to get friends. We need bullies. Shit, pressure makes diamonds. Not hugs. So I hug a piece of coal and watch what you get. You get a dirty shirt. I'm telling you, we need fucking bullies. That's why there's so many fat kids in school right now. Because there's nobody to take their lunch money. You know what they buy with all that money? Seconds. We need bullies, man. Some, I hate when people go, well, you know what? Cyberbullying's worse. Shut up. I never heard of anybody getting cyber kicked down a flight of stairs. I never heard of anybody getting a cyber bag of piss thrown at them. We need fucking bullies. Shit, that's how Trump became president. That's exactly what happened. We got rid of bullies, a real bully showed up, and nobody knew how to handle it. Shit. The cast of The Apprentice is running the world. Trump, the daughter, Omarosa. They run the world, man. Yo, man, this shit is crazy. You know, a lot of people are like, well, Trump is a bad person and he gonna get his. You know, some people never get theirs. Some people just fail up. You know, people are like, well, you know, what goes around comes around. No, it don't. Sometimes it just keeps going around. Ain't nothing gonna happen to Trump, man. Nothing's gonna happen to Trump. Here's the crazy thing. It might just work out. Trump might work out. Yeah, I said it. Trump might work out. I mean, think about it this way. Bush was so bad, he gave us Obama. You forget that shit, don't you? Bush was so bad that people said, hey, maybe this black guy has the answers. I think people overlook George Bush's contributions to black history. George Bush is a black revolutionary. Malcolm X, Rosa Parks, George Bush. They need to honor him at the Essence Festival. It might work out, man. Think about it. Bush was so bad, he gave us Obama. See, Trump's so bad, he gonna give us Jesus. Jesus, what you doing here? You seen Trump? This shit is serious. Oh, man. Jesus, I'm trying to get my life together, man. I'm trying to get a little religion in my life. Just a little. Just a little. Because religion's kind of like salt. A sprinkle's good, but too much will fuck up the meal. I mean, I'm basically trying to find God before God finds me. But God never finds you at a good time. You're never sitting courtside at a Nick game, getting a hand job from Halle Berry. And God shows up, strokes a good dick, don't you? I made her. I made your dick too. Enjoy the game. God never shows up at those times. No, God shows up after you've been raped in jail. And you're in jail for parking tickets. Now, if you're in jail for murder and somebody's raping you, you're like, okay, I guess this is what I deserve. I did kill somebody. Now somebody's killing my ass. Rape on. But if you're in jail for parking tickets and somebody's fucking you in your ass, you're like, I should have moved that car. What was I thinking? I thought it was Good Friday. They keep moving Easter. Trying to find God before God finds me. You know, a lot of religion in the news, man. You ever watch the news, it's always like, they're always talking about religious extremists. We're at war with extremists. Extremists. What is a religious extremist? A religious extremist is a person that extremely believes in God. You think you believe in God. No, they extremely believe in God. Like, God coming back on Wednesday at 2:30. I got tickets. Fantasia is open and fall. I hear Charlie Wilson might stop by. That's right, religious extremists extremely believe in God and occasionally blow shit up. Which is really odd when you think about it, because if you truly believe in God, you believe that God created the earth, the moon, the stars, the sun. You believe that God is the most powerful being in the universe. So if you believe God's the most powerful being in the universe, why would he need your help? What is that shit? I'm sorry. Helping God, and it's never nobody smart helping God out. It's never Malcolm Gladwell or Neil deGrasse Tyson. It's always some motherfucker that was working at Circuit City 2 weeks ago. It's like, what the fuck? Wasn't you loading trucks 2 weeks ago? Now you're helping out God? That is some promotion. What the fuck is going on? I mean, here's the thing. I think the act of helping God is sacrilegious. If you think you can help God out, you don't believe in God. That's right. If you really had faith, you would really have faith. I mean, check this out. I haven't been to church in 10 years. Now that's believing in God. Shit, you go every week because you don't trust God. Oh, man. But I love religion, man. I love watch religion, study religion. The cool thing about religion is, like, no matter who you pray to, no matter what you study, every religion follows one basic premise, one basic idea that every religion follows. And that premise is God doesn't make mistakes. Every religion believes that. Everybody. God does not make mistakes. I say, God does not make mistakes. Okay, God don't make no mistakes? That's okay. That's pretty ambitious thing to say. No mistakes? You ever read the Bible? What does the Bible say happened on the seventh day? God rested. Okay, seems odd that a perfect being would rest. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been performing a task? It was going perfect, and you took a rest? Has that ever happened in your life? No! That has never fucking happened to you. What was happened to you was you were performing a task, you fucked up, and you thought, let me rest before I fuck this up some more. God doesn't make mistakes. Hush your mouth. God made plenty of mistakes. You ever see a porcupine? Can't eat it, can't hug it. It's ugly, sticky, shitting all over the place. Mistake. What about quicksand? Sand, you can drown it. You can drown dry. You think God meant to make quicksand? Mistake. You ever been to Mississippi? Mistake. M-I-S-S-P-A-K-E. Fucking kidding me? Just a big hunk of racist dirt. Fucking Mississippi. I was there a couple of months ago. I couldn't even tell what year it was. That's how fucked up and ghetto that shit was. Like, God damn. You know what Mississippi's like? You know, like, when you go to the Caribbean? You know, like, when you go to the Caribbean, you land, and you get in that van, that drive, that scary-ass drive from the airport to the resort, and you're looking out the window, you're like, what the fuck? You see little kids eating dreadlocks? You see Shabba Ranks stabbing a dog? Shabba! 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 See people looking like they never saw a car before? Will. And then you get to the resort and you're like, Jamaica's nice. It's so nice. We should invite your mother. They give you one pina colada. And you forgive the worst poverty you've ever seen. You take one sip, you're like, that baby wasn't really dead, right? I can't wait to jet ski. Trying to find God. Hope God finds me. Trying to get my life together, man. I had a crazy last few years. Been crazy for me, man. Taking care of my kids, man. I got divorced. No. Don't clap for that shit unless you're a lawyer. You don't want to get divorced. Let me tell you right now. I'm talking from hell. You don't want this shit. Tell you right, if you got somebody you love, hold tight. That's right, hold fucking tight. Commit. Don't be the one that's always threatening to leave, too. That's right, love hard or get the fuck out. If you're gonna leave, leave right now. That's right, at the show, right now. That's right, just break up. We got break up booths in the back. That's right, but before you leave, you better make sure you got some options. That's right, because some of y'all been in relationships so long, you don't know how ugly you are. That's right. Love hard or get the fuck out, okay? You hear me? I'm telling you right now. If you're in a relationship, all you should be doing is fucking and going places. That's all you should be doing. Having sex and traveling. Fucking and going places. You should be coming and going. That's all you should be doing. Okay? People say, oh, relationships are tough. No, they're not. They're only tough when one person's working on it. That's right. Two people can move a couch real easy. One person can't move it at all. That's right. If you're in a relationship, let me try to help you right now. Okay? I'm trying to fucking help you, okay? Okay, first rule one. Stop competing. It's not a fucking competition. That's right. Her success is your success, and your success is her success. Stop competing. Stop it. Okay? Number two, okay? There is no equality in a relationship. He's like, we equals. No, you're not. You're both there to serve. You are in the service industry, okay? That's right. When you're in a relationship, you're in a band. You're in a fucking band. And when you're in a band, you have roles that you play in the band. Sometimes you sing lead, and sometimes you're on tambourine. And if you're on tambourine, play it right. Play it right. Play it with a fucking smile. Because nobody wants to see a mad tambourine player. That's right. If you're going to play tambourine, you play that motherfucker right. You play with your ass, like, tambourine, motherfucker, tambourine. Tambourine, motherfucker, tambourine. A tambourine, motherfucker, tambourine. A tambourine, motherfucker, tambourine. Play it like Tina Turner. That's right, you in a band. It's like Hall and Oates. I don't know what Oates does. But Hall never had a hit record without him. Yeah, you want to stay together. How do you stay together? You gotta fuck. It's that simple. You got to fuck. People always say, oh, when we got together, it was so much fun, but then problems arose. No, they didn't. Nothing arose. Every problem you have today, you had when you met. But you were fucking, so you forgave. Right. You knew he didn't do dishes. But he gave you good dick. That was a swell trade, dick for dishes. You used to love washing them dick dishes. So you knew she couldn't cook, but she licked your balls. You're like, ah, keep licking, we'll order in. You got to fuck. You gotta fuck, you gotta keep it up. And you gotta fuck no matter what mood you in. You got to keep this shit moving. You can't wait for the Holy Ghost to just get you. That's right. Ladies, are you listening to me? And sometimes you gotta suck a melancholy dick. You gotta do what you gotta do. Cause I could eat pussy in a horrible mood. I can't believe there's no gas in the car. Thank you. Can't believe there's so much mold in the basement. Should I eat pussy on 9/11? Where were you? No, man. You got to fuck, man. Dude, I was married for 16 years. Married for 16 years, yeah. That's a long run. Now, Hamilton won't last that long. I was married for 16 years in the era of the cell phone, which means my 16 years is actually longer than my parents' 40. That's right. In 16 years, I had more contact with my ex-wife than my parents did in 40 years. Okay? My father used to leave for work at 6:30 in the morning and come home at 8:30 at night. And during the day, him and my mother had absolutely no contact at all. None. Okay? That's what a relationship used to be. The kids could have been dead. And he wouldn't have found that shit out till he got home. He'd be like, hey, the kids are dead. What time did they die? About 8 hours ago. Damn, I missed it. Yes. That's right. You know what else? They actually missed each other. They missed each other. You can't miss nobody in 2017. Not really, you can say it. But you don't really miss a motherfucker. Cause you with them all the time. They in your fucking pocket. Soon as you leave, man, soon as you go somewhere, you get a fucking text, you get a ping, you get a beep, you get a fucking Facebook, an Instagram, you get something, you know, a FaceTime. And then later on, your woman goes, you act like you don't want to talk. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I know everything you did today, and I know how people felt about it. I gave you 5 likes, bitch. I gave you 3 smiley faces and an eggplant. Dude, I was not like a good husband. I was fucked up, you know. I was addicted to porn. I know, billion-dollar industry, just me, right? I was addicted to porn, you know, and, I was 15 minutes late everywhere. I got some witnesses. And when you watch too much porn, you know what happens? Here's what happens to you. You become, like, sexually autistic. You develop, like, sexual autism. You have a hard time with eye contact and verbal cues. You want everything to be routine. Like, you can't choke your woman every night. You gotta mix it up. Choke out Thursday. And what happens to you? You watch too much porn, you get desensitized, you know? It's like when you start watching porn, it's like any porn will do. It's like, ah, they're naked. Woo-hoo. Then later on, now you all fucked up. And you need a perfect porn cocktail to get you off, you know? I was so fucked up, like, I need an Asian girl with a black girl's ass that speaks Spanish. Just to get my dick to move an inch. I'm a lot better now. Ladies, it's like, take care of your man. Fellas, take care of your wives, your girlfriends. Take care of her, or she will leave you. She will leave you either physically or mentally. A woman can leave you mentally. That's right, like Star Trek, just telepath out this motherfucker. There's guys that think they with their wife right now. Like, no, nigga, she left you months ago. She just came because you got tickets. She ain't with you, she with me. Oh, man, the older you get, the more shit you learn. One thing, the gangster shit in the world, you learn nothing more gangster, nothing smarter, nothing more powerful than a housewife. Housewives are the smartest motherfuckers on earth. People think it's the working woman. No. Suckers work. That's right. Smart people find other people to work for them. That's right. That's right. They got the housewives of Atlanta. They don't got the working bitches of Atlanta. Nobody would watch that show. No, a housewife's a bad motherfucker, boy. Because a housewife has convinced a husband that it's his house, too. There's a lot of guys in here right now think they own a house. Think it's their house, too. No. She took that house years ago. And the kids were in on it. That's right. That's right. The housewife's a bad motherfucker because, you know, the housewife got a little time. That's right. So before daddy come home, the housewife get the kids together and they rehearse a little play that they do when daddy get home. It's like, okay, daddy gonna be here in 5 minutes. You know your lines? I miss you, daddy. Good, good. You say that soon as he walk in, okay? I need you to grab his leg and don't let go. I'm gonna give him a big piece of chicken. And when he falls asleep, we go back to having our house. That's right, fellas, you don't own a house. If you live with a woman, you don't have a house. That is her fucking house. Only man that owns anything is a single man, okay? And fellas, here's the test right now. If you really think you own a house, just the test. Okay, fellas, tonight, when you go home, I want you to try. Fellas, when you go home tonight, I want you to try to hang up a picture of your mother. It's your house, right? Give it a shot. What's that?
It's a picture of my mother.
I don't like that frame. You'll never see that picture again. Maybe at your mother's funeral, she'll go, look what I found. Motherfucker. Yo, ladies, if you got a good husband, a good man, hold on tight. Another woman will take your husband. They'll take him. There's women in here right now with stolen husbands. You know who you are. You're like, that bitch was slipping. That's right, hold tight. Another woman will take your man. Fellas. You don't gotta really worry about that. Nobody's taking your wife. Oh, don't get me wrong. They'll fuck your wife. Oh, they'll fuck her good. They'll fuck her better than you. But they're not gonna take her. There's no guy going, yeah, I want her to yell at me the way she yells at him. I wanna live in a house with no pictures of my mother. Or they'll fuck her, and then they'll return her. I believe this is yours. Bitch had me feeling bad about myself. Oh, man, I fucked up, man. Divorce, man. You don't want no parts of this shit, man. It's my fault, because I'm a fucking asshole, man. I wasn't a good husband. I didn't listen. I wasn't kind. True. I had an attitude. I thought, I pay for everything. I could do what I want. That shit don't fucking work. I just thought I was a shit, man. I didn't play the tambourine. You gotta play the tambourine. Everybody gotta play the tambourine, man. I cheated. Yeah, I'm serious. I'm not bragging. I cheated. I was like on the road, and you know, I end up sleeping with three different women, man. It's like fucked up. You know what's fucked up? Here's the thing. When guys cheat, it's like we want something new. You want something new, right? But then you know what happens? Your woman finds out, and now she's new. She's never the same again. So now you got new, but you got a bad new. You know, you got bad fucking new, man. And I know every woman in here right now is like, fuck you, Chris. What the fuck, man? Like, you? I thought you was all right. You? Come on, Chris. What the fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with men? I know a bunch of women are thinking that right now. Every woman in here is like, fuck you, Chris. And every guy in here right now is going, three? That's it, just three? God damn, nigga. I work at UPS. I got more hoes than that. Three? You must have really loved your wife. You are romantic. Yo, you don't want to get divorced, man. This shit is no joke, man. I had to go through a custody fight for my kids just to see my kids, man. That shit's fucked up, man. First of all, you don't want to be a man in family court. And you don't want to be a black man in any court. Yeah, even the black judge comes to work with his lawyer. And he keeps his robe on all day and writes judge on the back just in case somebody thinks it's a nigga with a cape. Is that a nigga with a cape? Nope, just a judge. Yo, man, I was in court. That shit was scary, man. Like, to not know if you're gonna be able to fucking see your kids, you know? And, you know, when I got divorced, I wanted it to be smooth, you know? So, you know, I bought a house around the corner, okay? Like a fucking quarter of a mile, like right around the fucking corner. Damn near the same house, okay? But wasn't enough, man. I went in there, that judge was like, Mr. Rock, I need to see pictures of the beds in the bedroom to make sure the children have a place to sleep. What, you think I got a manger? What? Like, I got a $1 million house with no beds? Okay, so showed him the picture, right? But that wasn't enough. Then the judge was like, Mr. Rock, I need to see pictures of the refrigerator and the food inside to make sure the children have enough to eat. I'm like, what have you heard about me? I'm Chris Rock, not Chris Brown. Yo, man. Yo, fellas, I hope none of you get divorced. I'm telling you right now, if you ever do anything good for your kids, take a picture of that shit. If you hug them, take a picture. If you feed them, take a picture. Because you never know when you might need receipts of love. Winter is coming. But it worked out. I got my kids. I got my custody. It's fucking beautiful, okay? Got my kids, man. I was just with them this afternoon. I got my fucking kids, man. That shit was like humiliating, man. Trying to prove your parenthood, man. So I know I said you're not supposed to compete in a relationship, but after you go through that shit, you're like, am I gonna lose my kids? It's like, yo, I'm going hard every time I have my kids. And I always went hard, but I'm going extra hard. It's like, I don't know what you're doing at your mother's house, but we're gonna top that shit. Every motherfucking time, okay? Sometimes I bring guest stars. I make sure they go back to her with a story. They're like, mama, Drake helped me with my homework. Lady Gaga made me a grilled cheese sandwich. Y'all think I'm bullshit. Check my Instagram, all right? And the crazy thing is, so after you get through the custody thing, then you gotta divide the money. That's fucking scary shit, man. And whoever makes the most money has to pay the legal fees for the other person. So I had to pay for a lawyer to divorce me. That's like hiring a hitman to kill you. It's like, okay, here's a picture of me. I'm gonna be at Burger King at 10:38, okay? Shoot me in the head and give me a call. So I'm in court, yo, one day I'm in court and I'm just looking around and, you know, she got three lawyers, I got three lawyers. Shit's expensive as fuck. She got three lawyers, I got three lawyers. The judge, the bailiff, the stenographer. And I'm looking at all these motherfuckers, man. It's like, wow, look at this whole town just here. And I'm looking at all these people and realize, like, everybody in this room is far more educated than me. Everybody, I dropped out of boys high, okay? Got college motherfuckers coming at me, right? And I realize everybody in the room born to much better circumstances than me. I'm from bed, motherfucking sty, baby. And everybody in there is there to take my money. It's like everybody in here is gonna leave with more money except me. And they got up that morning, they brushed their teeth, they put on suits, they fixed their hair with the sole purpose of taking my shit. And at that moment, I realized something. I made it. I made it. I started from the bottom, now I'm here. I made it, man. And, you know, after that, I was like, fuck it, take it. Whatever you need, take it. I'll be all right, I'm gonna work. It's gonna be good. You know, cause here's a crazy thing, man. Some of these lessons, you just gotta learn, you know? Like, I bought this shit on myself. You know, nobody told me to go hoe up, you know? I brought this shit on myself. And you gotta learn some lessons, some man lessons, okay? I know it's hard being a woman, but there's a coldness that you have to accept when you're a man, especially a black man. It's like the world's cold as a motherfucker, okay? And you get older, one thing I learned, only women, children, and dogs are loved unconditionally. Women, children, and dogs are loved unconditionally. A man is only loved under the condition that he provides something. Okay? I've never heard a woman in my life say, you know, after he got laid off, we got so much closer. No. I once heard my grandmother say, a broke man is like a broke hand. Can't do nothing with it. What kind of gangster shit is that? That's right. Women, children, and dogs are loved unconditionally. A man is only loved under the condition that he provides something. That's right. Fellas, when you meet a new girl, what do your friends ask you? What's she look like? Ladies, when you meet a new guy, what do your friends ask you? What does he do? What the fuck does that nigga do that can help you out? Can this motherfucker facilitate a dream or not? Even right now, Michelle Obama is looking at Barack going, what's your plans, nigga? How's that book turning out? I need to see some pages. I I remember right when my divorce was final, I was at a party, and I saw Rihanna. I was like, okay, let's start this again. So I'm at this party, I see Rihanna. I was like, okay, let me say what's up. Right? And I'm like, I say, how you doing, Rihanna? You ever forget how old you are? Rihanna looked at me like I was one of her aunts. Like, she didn't even register me as a dick-carrying member of society. Like, I would have had an easier time fucking Aretha Franklin. Oh, man, I'm retired. This cheat shit, I'm done. I'm done. You get a certain age, you go, well, you lost shit. You lose enough shit, it's like, fuck this. I am done cheating. I love pussy, but I like peace more. Peace is better than pussy. Peace makes my dick hard. I need motherfucking peace, motherfucker. You want to be my girl? Be peaceful. Just some peace, motherfucker. That's right. I ain't cheating at all, you know. I mean, unless Rihanna, you know. It's all good, man. Now I'm dating. I'm actually dating. This is weird, man. It's weird. I was married for a long time, man. You know, I date some girls my age and some a little younger. That shit is crazy, man. Yo, shit has changed. These girls fuck fast now. They fuck fast and they leave. They just get the fuck out your house. They just fuck and leave. I'm like, where you going? It's your place. And they fuck immediately. I'm a grown man. And I'm like, this is inappropriate. God, young girls like to get on top. Always want to get on top. Let me ride it, daddy. Let me get on top. Let me ride it. Let me get on top. Let me ride it. Let me ride it. Let me ride. You can't get no 45-year-old woman to get on top. She's like, nigga, you lucky I'm laying like this. I'll turn over to help you finish, but that's about it. These knees are delicate. Shit, I'm on Tinder right now under my own name. And my friends are like, you can't be under your own name. What if you find a woman that just wants you because you're Chris Rock? I'm like, but I am Chris Rock. What should I put, Cedric the Entertainer? Shit, my profile picture on Tinder right now is me butt naked, holding a microphone, and a tambourine. Hey, I'm out of here. Y'all take care. Thank you.
Oh my God, here you are. Prettiest thing in life I've ever seen. Close my eyes, what's it like? What's it like inside your tambourine? Oh my God, there I go, falling in love with a face in a